Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. If you thought that the Bible was just another piece of literature, you have totally missed the point. The Bible is the way in which God speaks to us, and he does it with devastating power. It can, and frequently does, turn people's lives upside down. Through it, God is able to speak to the deepest places of our lives and can bring us forgiveness and renewal. It is the most exciting library of books imaginable. When I was a student, one of my real fears was that through studying the Bible in depth and then ministering week by week, the Bible would lose its wonder and power for me. I'd like to report that the exact opposite has happened. Through the decades, the Bible has become more brilliant, more exciting, and more powerful, and I enjoy studying it more now than at any time in my life. Why? Because the Bible is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. It always gets to the point and cuts through to the heart of the deepest issues of life. Whether I'm reflecting on my own life or the major issues of the world today, the Bible continually speaks with authority and power. When this letter was written, the only scripture that existed was the Old Testament. How rich we are to have two testaments and to have the opportunity to enjoy reading the words of Jesus and to learn about his life, death, and resurrection and the growth of the early church. We can confidently affirm that the whole Bible, Old and New Testaments, is alive and powerful and is God's gift to us to enable us to live our lives to the full. But the writer of this amazing letter will want to remind us that it's not enough to receive the word of God. We need to ensure that we are listening to it and allowing it to shape our thinking and actions today. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your word. Help us to listen carefully to it and to allow it to shape our lives today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.